Steve Reichlin is a classically trained chef who turned his love of live fire cooking into a bestseller, The Barbecue Bible. 18 years later, he's still going strong, and his newest book is Project Smoke, a masterclass in old and new ways of smoking food. Now, anyone who's ever tasted a beautiful, translucent slice of smoked salmon or serious southern barbecue can appreciate the understated nuance of what perfect smoke can be. But what about smoking for those who don't eat meat? Our contributor Joe Yonan, committed vegetarian, and the Washington Post food and dining editor, went to Steve with that question.
Hey, Stephen, thank you so much for coming to talk to us.
Hi, Joe. I'm delighted to be here.
So, to some people, of course, as you know, the idea of smoking without meat is an oxymoron.
You know, I knew this was going to be the topic of today's talk, and I actually went through the book and I did kind of a tally, and it turns out that 25% of the recipes in the book are meatless. Now, I don't know if your world is broad enough to include cheese, but there's a very venerable tradition of smoking cheese.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Smoke mozzarella. Exactly, and the traditional way to smoke mozzarella is not with wood, but with hay. The epicenter of smoked cheese in Italy is around the ancient Greek town of Pestum. I remember the first time I saw it, mozzarella cheese in what amounted to a metal box, and the cheesemaker just put a big pile of hay in the bottom of the smoker, lit it, smoked the cheese, incredibly fragrant, incredibly flavorful, and the whole process took maybe 5 minutes. Now, interesting thing about smoking cheese, and that is, in effect, you want to smoke the cheese without actually cooking it, and that requires a technique called cold smoking. Now, are you a tofu fan, Joe?
Yeah, I was going to get to tofu as quickly as I possibly could with you, Steve. I love tofu.
I treat tofu two ways in the book. There's a smoked tofu, which is more like a ham, where you cure tofu in a brine and then smoke it. Mm-hmm. And then there's what I call a barbecue tofu, which is seasoned with a barbecue rub. Actually, for me, the key to smoking and grilling tofu is you want to give it a sear in a skillet with either oil or butter first, because, you know, you need to firm up the exterior.
Right.
And then you grill it, and it's fabulous. Because that's another way to get at this whole smoking business. I built a smokehouse, and one day I took every imaginable flavoring and kind of primary ingredient I could think of, and I cold smoked it. So I smoked mayonnaise, which is fantastic for making a smoked potato salad. I smoked flour. I smoked water, and I used those two to make smoked bread.
Wait. You smoked water?
Yeah,
How do you smoke water?
Well, there are actually two ways, and this is a great bartending trick. One way to smoke water is you put it in a pan, and you put it in a smoker, and you smoke it low and slow at 225 degrees for about 45 minutes to an hour, or you can cold smoke water in a smokehouse, which takes 4 or 5 hours. But it's fantastic. And then you take the smoked water, you can make bread with it, you can freeze it in ice cube trays, and you've got smoked ice cubes, which are fantastic with smoked cocktails.
Mm. Some of your best-looking smoke recipes of the many in the book did seem to deal somewhat with carbs. I happen to be a carbitarian, as much as I'm trying to cut back, but potatoes looked incredible on the smoker.
Smoked potato salad. You know, you start with new potatoes, cut them in half, smoke roast them. It's a technique that I use a lot. It's called smoke roasting, and it's kind of a cross between indirect grilling and smoking. Done at a slightly higher temperature than the traditional low and slow smoking barbecue. What I like about it for vegetables like potatoes is you can give a food a crisp crust all the while imbuing it with a profound smoke flavor. You get all of those meaty umami flavors, but without meat. It's quite extraordinary. And another of my favorite foods that may come as a surprise is smoked eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You never associate it with smoking, and yet it's like a sponge for those smoky flavors. And a smoked egg side by side from a regular hard-boiled egg, I mean, it just, wow. It's sort of like that moment in The Wizard of Oz when you go from black and white to Technicolor. I'll tell you what the coolest discovery in the book was for me, smoked ice cream.
Ah.
And I had kind of gotten a hint of this at an amazing grill restaurant called Echebarri in the Basque Country in Spain, where the chef smokes the cream and then churns it into ice cream. So,
amazing.
Okay, it's fabulous, but it's a lot of work. But I had the idea at one point to take very good vanilla ice cream and unmold the package, put it in a pan of ice to keep it cold, and put it in a kettle grill that's set up for indirect grilling. And then I loaded it with wood chips, unsoaked, so they'd start smoking right away. The idea was to apply the smoke in a rapid blast before the ice cream had a chance to melt. And boy, I hope you try that, Joe, because that'll just make you see and appreciate ice cream in a whole new light.
You are the only person I have ever heard talk about putting ice cream and ice on a grill, so I have to try it. Thanks, Steve, so much for talking to us. I really appreciate it. This was a blast.
Great talking to you.
Steve Reichling's new book is Project Smoke. Joe Yonan is the author of Eat Your Vegetables, Bold Recipes for the Single Cook. Steve left us with a recipe for double smoked potatoes, and you can find it at splendidtable.org.